Sonny.
Sunrise.
How you doing, Captain? What you up to?
Well, I've been halfway around the world.
Well, Sonny, before we begin this lengthy, micro-detail presentation, could you please explain to the fans why they shouldn't bootleg this production?
In a sense, it's for the general public, but it's better for them to be in the hands of someone who really appreciates it and is going to play it because it has a message in it. And there aren't too many of them. So if anybody got the albums and played it, it might take them maybe 6 years or 10 years to hear what's happening on the albums. Because so much happening, it can easily get by. And then you got to have a particular box to play it on. It just playing it on any phonograph won't do it because some of them are made like by RCA and they use the best equipment. And then when they made it, and some of the early albums, when they made it only to play on the best equipment. But because it works a lot, I might say, that it's really put out, I would say, by a black company, and black companies don't have the distribution that other people have.
I played a low profile, you know. The only reason I'm coming out of hiding that is because it looked like the planet is falling apart. So I think it might be falling apart because a lot of people had quite a bit to offer the planet. And who felt that, well, they weren't going to be recognized. They didn't contribute, you know. And in fact, it is true that everyone who had something different to offer has had a hard time in all countries in the world. Well, I don't think it's happening in Europe now because they're really trying to get something different. But really, the truth is, the only thing that's different is jazz. America, unfortunately, a lot of master musicians to starve to death or going to other fields, and they didn't realize the worth, I suppose, of this spontaneous culture. Very important. I would say, as far as I'm concerned, the only gift God ever gave to the world is jazz. Although some people might think other things, it's creativity at its utmost, and I would say that is an indication that a creator is involved when musicians stand up and create. I mean, the master jazz musician could do that. Now, a lot of people could play jazz, but they couldn't create. But America had the creators. And in Europe, they were asking me about that. And I said, well, it just happened that in the black race in America, some masters were sent to them. And that's renamed to jazz because of the masters. Not because they were, I would say, more talented than other nations, but they had masters, and these masters have never really been given credit because they stayed in the background. They're low profile, but they unselfishly contributed money and acted like godfathers over musicians in the early days. I saw them do it, and they've never been mentioned in any jazz books because they didn't know about them, you know. But I did. As a teenager, I was rehearsing late at night with some of my schoolmates, and this godfather, I don't know what his name was, he's a barber. And he'd be showing them principles of jazz. And that happened in a lot of other states, too, in America.
Sonny, angels come in various shapes and forms. Could you explain the angelic world?
I am from another dimension. I don't call myself a man. I'm calling myself an angel. And, of course, you got a lot of other angels, like the guardian angels. They're angels, too. And people got to watch it. They might think, well, maybe they're just saying that. But don't forget that in entertaining a stranger, you might be entertaining an angel. They don't have to have wings. My orders are to coordinate a planet into something worthwhile. Because people don't own this planet. Somebody else is the landlord. And the landlord sent me to say, tell them, stop abusing the property. Else they're going to get their eviction notices. And I think if people could realize, suppose they did get their eviction notice. One black man asked, well, where are we going? I said, not my department. My orders are eviction notice for every nation on this planet. If they don't appreciate this as their home, they must leave it. And the creator will send some other kind of beings here to take care of the property. First, they must realize this is their home, and they're supposed to take care of this property. I'm talking about this planet does not belong to people. It belongs to somebody else. It's somebody else's property, and they have to respect the fact that they can easily be evicted. But they never think of that aspect. But I'm here to tell them, please think of the aspect of the landlord of planet Earth.
Let's talk about what your music is about.
My music is about
by changing things. I never was satisfied with the planet. From a child, I always was complaining about the planet, even though my people would tell me I didn't have anything to worry about. Why was I complaining? I just complained because although I was doing all right, I saw some more people who weren't. And I saw some little children who were crippled. Grown people, too. I saw people in all kind of terrible conditions. I never did understand that. And I never did feel that it was necessary or that it had to be. I never could get that out of my mind. And I had this feeling that there's something better for humanity. It's just a matter they just haven't reached for it yet.
Now, music reflects the environment in which it is created. What is music to you?
According to what I'm doing, I'm doing things from the assumption that everything is music, like the people are music. And the people are also instruments. People, when they come to hear my band, at some time during the performance, the people become part of the band. They become instruments, you might say. So all the music is according to the coordination of itself to a synchronization point. That is, it reaches its soulmate, you might say. I mean by that everything in the universe has a sort of coordinate another part of itself, an alter self.
In being one with the Creator or God, as some may say, what is the relationship of music to those of a higher spiritual order?
It's the language of the gods. And so you can speak to the gods quicker through music than you can through words. Because, you see, music is really the only pure language you have. It's the kind of language that people can understand. In other words, you can make a mistake in grammar or something like that and you can get by, in a sense, the average person. But if you make one wrong note in music, anywhere on this planet, people know it. Even though they may not have heard the song, they know when the rhythm is not right, they know when the melody is not right, they know when the harmony is not right. So then music has to be pure. The fact in America, it reached a point of distortion to it's affecting teenagers to kill their parents, to do all kind of things, mad things. But it's the music that's doing it, you see. I got a letter from, I wish I had it with me, to read from an English teenager. And he was saying when we played in England last time that the music was warm, was kind, it had friendship in it, love in it. It was back in the past when people were more human, when they were a different kind of feeling. And he was very, very glad to hear that kind of music. So I think from that letter, I can see that teenagers really want something better than what they're getting. They don't want the harsh music anymore, but adults think they do. They don't give them a chance to hear anything else, you know, but they should. And I'm sure they would make up their, they would choose something nice and soothing for their nerves.
Well, Sonny, there's so much that we have to examine about your career and the many contributions you've made to the music as a whole. In telling your story, what else would you like to add?
They say that history repeats itself. But history is only his story. You haven't heard my story yet. My story is different from his story. My story is not part of history. Because history repeats itself. But my story is endless. It never repeats itself. Why should it?